In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto Thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended Thee, and justly deserve Thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray Thee of Thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord was my strength. He brought me forth also in the large places. He delivered me because he delighteth in me. I will love thee, O Lord, with all my strength. The Lord is my rock, and he is my fortress. Amen. Be with you. O Lord, who never fails to help and govern those who you have brought into thy kingdom, to a steadfast fear and joy. Make us to have a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And please be seated. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism, the Fifth Commandment, and as the head of the family should teach them in the simplest way to his household. The Fifth Commandment, thou shalt not kill. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not hurt nor harm our neighbor in his body, but help and befriend him in every bodily need. So far. The Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make all the people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines and of lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines and lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away the tears off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the nation. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said that in that day, lo, this is our Lord God, or this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and he will be glad, and we will be glad, and rejoice in his salvation. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his own bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. And then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one accord, consent, they began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said unto him, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another one said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So that the servant came and showed his lord these things. And the master of the house, being very angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is still room. And then the Lord said unto his servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men who were bidden shall ever taste of my supper. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon, hymn 410. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon title is The Kingdom Invitation, and it's based on the gospel lesson that I read just a moment ago, but I would like to read a couple of verses from the opening of that gospel. A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many. And then he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready." And they all, with one consent, began to make excuses. So far, please be seated. This morning's gospel is loaded with meaning. But notice, first of all, it tells us that the entrance into God's kingdom is by invitation. It's like a man who prepared a great banquet and then he invited the guests. So God has prepared in his heavenly mansions, his kingdom, something that is very great. And now the invitations are being sent all over the world to every country, if you will, and hopefully to every creature. This shows us that the nature of the Christian faith, that Christianity is an offer. It's not a demand. It's an offer. It begins with the goodness of God. He invites his guests, and once they are invited, the guests can enjoy the meal. Being a Christian is the result of God's loving kindness, his activities, his invitation. And the invitation is always a guest, is always a gift. And the good news is this, that we have been invited. When God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, he did so to prepare for this banquet. Jesus Christ, by his birth, he assumed our humanity that he might be the one that will be our intermediator between us and God. Jesus, by his holy life and by his teachings, made God known to us, especially in his grace and his mercy. Can you hear me? Okay. Jesus Christ, by his death on the cross and his resurrection, was putting the final touches on this banquet. And by this, he won for us a reservation, a place at his table, a place in the heavenly mansions. For he took away our sins. He defeated death and the devil, and now he offers us the gift of eternal life, free. You know, if you can remember back when our children was invited to a birthday party, they would come home and they were eager to tell us this good news that they had been invited. But how tragic it is that mankind as a whole has not responded like little children to the invitation to come into Christ's kingdom. Sorry, I just bought 5 ox. I got to go look at them. Please have me excused. Sorry, I bought a field. I got to go look at that. Please have me excused. What ridiculous excuses. Because whoever bought a field or 5 oxen or a new car or a new home without first examining the purchase? One man even puts the blame on his new bride. I just got married, therefore I can't go anywhere. Well, bring her along. We're crying out loud. But it seems that any excuse will do. Any excuse will do when someone is avoiding God. Remember, it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is speaking. And he is inviting us. And notice also the rejection of all three excuses. Jesus said, when the host heard all of this, he replied, in anger, go out quickly into the streets of the city and bring in the poor and the maimed and the blind and the lame, because no one who was invited shall ever taste of my banquet supper. He was angry. Why was the host angry? Well, wouldn't you be angry if you went to all that trouble and the people you just invited snubbed you by replying with a ridiculous excuse? Why is God angry with those who do not take the gospel of Jesus Christ seriously? Why? Because he went through a tremendous effort and sacrifice to make it possible for us to come into God's kingdom. He gave his only begotten Son into death, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So believe Christ. Trust his word. Rely on his redemption and build your hope on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And take courage, but take comfort in the fact that he, Christ, came into this world to live and to die for us on that cross, so that he could atone for our sins, satisfy divine justice, and remove every barrier that separated us between him and heaven. And paying the appalling price of our sins that we had heaped upon God, if you will, he took them away, took the curse away. He delivered us from eternal death and damnation. He, Jesus Christ, gave himself into the agonies of crucifixion, assuring us of a glory-filled eternity. But this is one of the most serious problems of our day, that for the multitude of people, the living God and his eternal kingdom are no longer important to them. People who have no time for God in this life will find in the world to come that they'll have a lot of time, of course, but they will never see God. They will only suffer and be miserable. God in Christ Jesus has prepared an eternal home. He has prepared a mansion, a magnificent banquet of forgiveness, reconciliation, peace, heaven and eternal life. It's all prepared for us right now. And it's all free. And now he sends his servants out into the world with this invitation. And some people shuffle their feet. Some gaze off into the distance. Some hide behind a poker face. And you've never heard so many stupid excuses. All of them, all the while, God is offering them eternal life. Free. Thank God that we are already feasting at his banquet, and that we have become one of his loyal servants. So speaking in theological terms, don't screw it up. May Almighty God keep us in the one true faith. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen. let us pray for our communicants. But first, if you have a private prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of God's grace, let's do so at this time. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto our souls, we pray. Let all of us experience this morning the love that you have for us at this heavenly feast that you have provided for us. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you.
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now may this, the true body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in one true faith until life everlasting. Amen. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in firm love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless me the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.